Is because it lacks in deer's crop. Rashi says, "Can it shoot?" Gaga v'daf nisel boin keechod en kaverish en gag mikul levad v'tfanis levad. V'tfanis levad. Rashi doesn't speak out. Why does that lack in deer's crop? Some of this also connected to Rashi at the beginning. He said part of deer's crop is that it has to be nearest kibayis. So that's how he understands here also. These last two cases, this one in the case of Sukasuya Kishoilach, which is the next one, Desanya Achayim Oimim. Achayim, Desanya Achayim Oimim, Sukasuya Kishoilach, Psulof, Yishayim Lugavirais. Here also, Rashi doesn't explain anything. So in both of these cases, Rashi is relying on what he said at the beginning. The problem with these cases, that they're not near as Kibayis. The Bayis has a gag and walls. And Bayis is square, ordinarily, or rectangular. So these things that lacks in near as Kibayis, so therefore it's a Diras. Of course, we pass in Dira Sarai, but you know, it's hard to follow that we don't pass in like any of these Tanoim. So the Rif speaks out, and nonetheless, there are two of these we do pass in like. One is Beshamai, the Shir Sukh is Rishu Bivishukhon is Zayin Tochim. And the other is Rebeleza. We pass in like Rebeleza, the Sukhat Suyut Kitsrif is Taka. Also, that's how it comes out in the Gemara and Daf Yitzchak Simit Beis. But we'll talk first about Beshamai. So the Rif says the reason why we pass them like these two is because we hold that they have a different reason entirely. They're not really because of Dira's Kla or Abayi, but because of Dira's Kla. But there are other sugyas that are Chelak and Abayi that learn that the reason why Beshamai passes lessons I infer from doesn't do it to your strap. It's because of the Gezerah of Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanah. And the reason why Rebbe Lezer passes Sukasuya Kishrif also has nothing to do with your strap, but it's because Shukri Oyelim Lav Oyelim Dom. We'll look at the Gemara in a second. And those two Gemaras, we pass in like Beshamai. The Gemara in Daf Gimel says the Ferris, we pass in like Beshamai, the Gabi Sukkah Ketana. And the Gemara in Daf Yutes says that we pass in like Rebbe Lezer, because the Gemara there brings a price that the gist is fakir. It's not that Rebbe Lezer was the one who was machshir and chachamim passing, and halach is like the chachamim. We'll see the Gemara inside. So al kaponim, the Rif says these two Gemaras, Abai understood the time of Rebbe Lezer is al shipoy oilim is al stiris klat. But we don't pass like Abai, we pass like these other Gemaras, that these two cases have a different reason. So let's take a look back at the Gemara in the New Testament base. The Mishnah says,
Because then everybody considers it does have a guy.
Because they hold that it's that shipui oilim are ka'olim domi. The implication is that's why Rebbe Lezer passes. So Rebbe Lezer holds it's not oil, it lacks in Hashem oil. And oil has to have a gag. And there's no gag in it. The whole thing's on a diagonal. So there's no gag. I can't define a gag over here. And that's not an oil. It doesn't have a true of an oil. And the sukkah has to be an oil. That apparently is a lower poshut, that a sukkah has to be an oil. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa, Abai Ashkelar Vesuv Tkagoni, Akilas Chasanim B'sukkah. That he was sleeping in a Akilas Chasanim. Akilas Chasanim is a bed that has only two posts. So the awning over the bed, the canopy over the bed, is like a teepee. It doesn't have a gag. Omalei Kiman Kerebelezer. Abai said to him, you are apparently assuming that it's not an oil. And that's why it's not a problem with sleeping in such a mitzvah, because it's not cool that you're in a separate oil from the oil of the sukkah, because shipri oilim, alaf ko oilim don. So that's like Rebbe Lezer, Kiman Rebbe Lezer. Shavkes Rabban and Rabdi Kabbalezer. Amalei Abayis Ibratani. Rabbalezer Machshav Chacham Poislam. Shavkes Masnisin Rabdis Kabbalezer. Amalei Masnisin Yichidoi. The Mishnah that has Rabbalezer is the Poislam. That's it. That's Yachad. The Sani Oysus Gosik Mitzvah. Mishasom Chalakaisel. Rab Nosson Oymer Rabbalezer Poislam. Nishayin Lagag Vachacham Machshirim. So the Mishnah reflects Rab Nosson's version of events. But we hold like the other Bryce's version of events that Abelezer was the machshir and Chachamim were the paisel, because the Chachamim hold Shipuy Oilim Lavka Oilim Dami. So if Shipuy Oilim Lavka Oilim Dami, then you're allowed to sleep in the Kilas Chasanim in Eisu. That's the Sugya Segemach. So it says in this Gemara two things. First of all, it says that the halacha is like Abelezer in the Mishnah because it's not really Abelezer. Well, the Rav Nosson thinks it's Rebelezer. We all like the other Brice. So that's really the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are really the ones who pass them. So therefore, the Halacha is like the Rabbanon. And secondly, it says in this Gemara that the reason why the Rabbanon pass them doesn't say anything more about the Yerushalayim. Because of a different reason. Shipuy Oilim, Lavka Oilim, Domu. And that has an Afkamina Lukula. In the case of the Mishnah, it's not that that's a Chumah. Because that means a Sukkah, so that a Sukkah doesn't have a roof. It's possible. It's not oil, but it also has a cool aspect that if you have a proper sukkah, but you're sleeping in the kilas chasanim, you're okay because you're not in a separate oil from the sukkah. That's the Gemara. So the Ramban says that this Gemara is not like the Rif, and the Ramban is masking to the Rif, says that this Gemara is not like our Gemara, even though it's a Abaye over here. Abaye also comes up in this Gemara. It's a steer in Abaye, right? Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, Abai said to Rav Yosef, Abai asked Rav Yosef, and he said, Omele keman kebeleze. So how's it work? In Agamor, Abai understood Rav Yosef to be Alstir's Kva. If Abai is Alstir, if Rav Yosef, if Rav Yosef is Alstir's Kva, then there's nothing to do with Kilas Chasan. Just hearing Abai. I think the Ramban says that Abai was saying like an intim tulaimer. I really think time of the Belezer is because of Diras Kva. In which case, there's for sure no heter to sleep in the Kilas Chasanim. Because the Belezer didn't say that there's anything that Shipuy Oilim Lavka Oilim Don. Shipuy Oilim Aron Oil. But even if we'll say that that's not the Pshat in the Belezer, that the Belezer, the reason why he passels the Sukkah Suyi Kitsriyev is because Shipuy Oilim Lavka Oilim Don, and that's why he's sleeping in the Kilas Chasanim. But still, Shafkas Abon of Abdus Kabbalezer. So that would be the Teretz for Abai. I'll call upon him. The Rif and the Ramban learn that it's Machlekes Hasugis, just like we had from the Gemara. The Daf Gimel is Chaylik and Abai. This Gemara is Chaylik and Abai. This Gemara learns time of the Blazer because Shepui Oilim Lav Ka'oilim Damu. The Balamor is Chaylik. The Balamor says not a Machlekes Hasugis, just like by Sukkah Ketan that we saw in the Balamor, it says not a Machlekes Hasugis. He says he also started machlekes hasugis. When the Gemara over here in Yotes says that time of the Belezer is because shipuy oilim lavka oilim domu, it means because you need to have a diras kva. Shipuy oilim and not oilim because you need a diras kva. In other words, the Balamar is a bit sosa. What Balamar means to say is. What does it mean shipuya oyhalim are not an oil at all? The Gemara means shipuya oilim are a shvach oil. They're a lesser oil. And they're not enough of an oil to be a diras sarai, to be a diras kva. For a diras sarai, it's enough of an oil. But to be a diras kva, you have to have a more conventional kind of oil. That's pshat in the Gemara. Shipuya oilim lavka oilim domi doesn't mean it's not an oil at all. It's not sufficient in oil. It's not an oil gomer. And therefore, it's not a diras kva. It becomes a diras arai. And nevertheless, holds we need to have a diras kva. That's how Balamar bridges the gap between the two gemaras.
The gemara makes it actually
done chacham and kavod possible also because. Yeah, once we're mapechit, then the person who belongs in the shita will be chachamim, and not. Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, so that's her problem. Because we pass in over here like Rabbi Eliezer. And if Rabbi Eliezer is built, because we're Mapachit, that means what Rabbi Eliezer in air quotes. You know, so now we're Mapachit, turns out it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's really the Chachamim. Okay, fine. Lemaisa, whoever it is, we pass like it. We pass in that a sukkah, that a sukkah, Kiminsrif, is possible. So it says in this Gemara, we pass and let it's possible. And we pass and let it's possible. How can we pass and let it's possible if the reason that it's possible is because in the dearest cloud, we pass and dearest arrive, you know? The answer is, says the Baal HaMor, this is similar to the Baal HaMor. We have the same problem in the Baal HaMor in Sukkah Ketana. The Baal HaMor said that there's no steer between the Sukkah and the Abgimel, that we pass in like Bishamai, and Abai, who said the time of the Bishamai is our dearest cloud. Again, the Rif said the Machlekes HaSukkos. The Gemara, the passing like Bishamai held that the time of the Bishamai has nothing to do with Diras Kra. It says, Gzer Hashem, Yimosha Chach HaShulchonai. But the Baal HaMor says, no, the time of the Bishamai is Takal Diras Kra. I didn't want that Gimel passing like Bishamai. So that's the Baal HaMor. That the Baal HaMor says that the Diras Kra, there's different degrees of Diras Kra. And not only are there different degrees of Diras Kra, that many Rishonim say. That's Mukhach and the Sugah. You see, Bishamai, your Rebbe, they both hold Diras Kra and they have different degrees. This is Ayat Lochem, this is Dal Ramos. Not only are there different degrees of Diras Kra, but that a person might hold, you need a certain degree of Diras Kra, and anything less than that is possible because it's not sufficiently Diras Kra. But on the other hand, it can't be totally Kra either. You need a certain amount of Arai. And if a Bishamai says you need a Diras Kra, meaning you have to have Zayin Tvachim, but he still holds that it can't be too much Kra, maybe that and that, and therefore the Malam Esrim is possible. That was the Shita of the Baal HaMor. So the same thing over here. Rabbi Lezer, time of Rabbi Lezer, who now turns out to be a Chachamim, time of Rabbi Lezer that you need that a Sukkah Suya Ketshiv is possible is because it's a very Shvach oil, Shpuy oil Lavka oil and Domli, meaning it's a Shvach oil, and it's such a Shvach oil that it's not Kva at all. It's very Arai, and very Arai is no good. Similar to Shammai, very Arai is no good, but that doesn't mean that it can't be that you don't need a certain amount of Arai. Certain amount of Arai, you do need it. We hold your Arai, meaning we hold you need a certain amount of Arai, but you need a certain amount of Kfiyas as well, and therefore Shifui Oilim doesn't rate as a sufficient amount of Kfiyas. That's the Baal HaMor. The same sheet of the Baal HaMor by Beis Shammai and Ovi. The Chaylov is the Aura. If, in fact, Shifui Oilim really are an oil, if Shipui Oilim are an oil, and when the Gemara says Shipui Oilim Lavka Oilim Domi, it doesn't mean it's not an oil at all. It just means it's not sufficient an oil to be rated as a Diras Kva, it's only a Diras Arai. So then what's the heter to sleep in a Kilis Chasana? The Gemara says that according to the Manda Omar, that Shipui Oilim Lavka Oilim Domi, so you're allowed to sleep in a secret Kilis Chasana because it's not an oil. So Bishlam, according to the Rif and the Ramban, and take the Gemara literally, Shpoil and Lapka Oil Domi, it's not an oil at all. So you're in a Kilis Chasana, you're not an oil at all. But according to the Baal HaMor, Shpoil and Lapka Oil Domi just means that it's not an oil gomor to be a Diras Kva. But it is an oil to be a Diras Arai. So if you're in a Kilis Chasana, so you're maybe not an oil Kavua, but at least you're in an oil Arai. So why doesn't that share the sitting and the living in the Sukkah? After all, that's the Gemara Hayoshen. By Hayoshen Tachas Hamito, the beginning of the second paragraph, the Gemara says, if you're sleeping under Hayoshen Tachas Hamito, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, because they also oil Arai, and we're oil Kva. But we hold that since the Sukkah itself is a Diras Kva, is a Diras Arai, so sleeping under the Mito is no good, because an oil Arai is Mavatel an oil Arai. So how can we, so just like the Gemara says in the beginning of the second paragraph, that according to the Chachomim, that the Sukkah is a Diras Arai, you're not allowed to sleep under the Mito, because Oyal Arai, Umavatul Oyal Arai. So here, if you sleep under Kilis Chasanim, it's also an oil. The only thing is, not an oil of Kva, it's an oil of Arai. So why don't we say, so Oyal Arai is Umavatul and Oyal Arai? So how is Rav Yosef Mapta to sleep under Kilis Chasanim? So what's the answer? It's just in the Chesmon of the... The answer emerges from the Cheshvan Minei Olay.
He holds it because of Diras Kva, and if we can say it, Asi Diras Kva,
Asi Diras Kva, Asi Diras Kva. The Man Da'amu says, Shepuya Oilam Lavka Oilam Da'amu, according to the Baal HaMor, means, not that it's not an oil at all, it's not enough of an oil to be a Diras Kva. It's a Diras Arai. So what if it's a Diras Arai? Why is that a head to sleep in the Kilis Chasana? The Sukkah is also an oil Arai. Osi oil arai, mevatel oil arai. That's the Gemara in Daf Kof, is it? Gemara in the beginning of the second pair. So follow. The answer is, Fila Balamor, we have to be careful of our terminology over here, because otherwise it slips away from us. The Fila Balamor, the word oil arai, has different shadings. There's arai gomor, there's arai ktsas, there's like this kva gomor, there's kva ktsas. So we have to always know what kind of arai are we talking about. A sukkah is an oil, the word in the second parak says that a sukkah is an oil arai. That's why if you should sleep under the mito, so an oil arai is mevatel an oil arai. But when we say the sukkah is an oil arai, how arai is the sukkah? Does it mean it's arai totally? Or it's basically arai? It's middle, I don't know what to call it. It's extreme arai, or it's somewhat arai? But it's a somewhat arai. It's not an extreme arai. Because if it would be an extreme arai, Avolezer would pass it. And even Bishami would pass it. We all like Bishami. You need Zayin Tvachim. Why do you need Zayin Tvachim? Because Vov Tvachim is extreme arai. Extreme arai is no good. So sukkah, yes, sukkah is an oil arai, but it's a moderate arai. Somewhat arai. But it's not totally arai. It's not allowed to be totally arai. Totally arai is no good. Rabbi Lezer says, we pass like Rabbi Lezer in this case, that a sukkah, that a tzatzuya ketzrif, that doesn't have a gag tefach, is possible because it's totally arai. And sukkah is not allowed to be totally arai. It's allowed to be somewhat arai. In fact, it has to be somewhat arai. But it's not allowed to be totally arai. That's why if a sukkah has no gag, the sukkah is possible, because it's totally arai, and totally arai is no good. A mito has a gag. So a mito is also somewhat arai, but not totally arai. So that's the Gemara in Chafal. That's the Gemara later that says that if you sleep under a mita, it's no good, because the oil arai is mevatel l'sukkah, which is arai. Meaning, the mita, which is somewhat arai, is mevatel l'sukkah, which is somewhat arai. But if you have a mita that doesn't have a gag at all, like sleeping on top of a kilis chasanim, you're not under the bed, you're on top of the bed, but you have a kilis chasanim, so then that's totally arai. The sukkah is not totally arai. The sukkah is not allowed to be totally arai. If the sukkah would be totally arai, l'moshul, if the sukkah didn't have a gag, would be convinced if it would be no good. Because that's totally arai. Totally arai, Rabbi Lezer says, we pass him like Rabbi Lezer, is no good. The sukkah has to be arai, but not too arai. So the sukkah is somewhat arai. Kilis chasanim is totally arai. So the osi and oil, that's totally arai. And a mitzvah that's totally arai is not mevatel sukkah, which is only somewhat arai. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's why Rabbi Lezer said you can sleep under the kilis chasanim. Because Kli's Chasanim has no kvius at all, and the Sukkah has a little bit of kvius, le'osu and oil that has no kvius at all, and in Mevatel and Mita that has, and in Mevatel and Mita, and in Mevatel and Sukkah that has a certain amount of kvius. Anyway, there's no chilushim, just that's the Balamor, it's a hermetically sealed package, everything stims. In the universe of the Balamor, everything stims. The Rabbani asked in the Balamor, a different question, the Rabbani asked in the Balamor, the Lachari coined the Balamor comes out, that Shikri Oilim are really Arka Oilim Dami. They're not Shvacha Oil. It's not enough to be called, it's not enough to be Kosher L'Sukkah, because the Sukkah has a certain amount of Kfiyos. But Epison Oil it is. So the Baramban says, but L'Gabi Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says that when it comes to Boinen on Shabbos, Shikri Oilim are Lavka Oilim Dami. So you're not chai for making Shikri Oilim on Shabbos. That's not so posh, that's not our Sugya, but I'll just give you a Maramokim. You look in Shabbos, Kufla and Chesem and Beis, and look at the Tyson over there, Shein, you'll see it's telling Gishas HaGemar over there in Shabbos. There's different Gishas in the Sugya in Shabbos. And it could be there's a Gishas in the Gemara in Shabbos according to which it emerges that Shipui Oilim, Ark Oilim. So very likely the Balamar had the other Gishas. Rabban assumed like the Gishas that in Hilka Shabbos, Shipui Oilim, Alav Oilim, Dom. Stam of the Balamar had the other Gishas. Stam, just don't have to leave that thread dangling. Okay, let's see if I. What's this Achayim? So Achayim said, Sukkah Suyuk Shevach is also possible because it's a Diras Kva. But it lacks in Diras Kva, it's a Diras Arai. Just take a look at the bottom places. They say, Sakasha, Achayim, Ayim, Sukkah Suyuk Shevach, Psula. The Sukkah Diras Kva, Beino. Achayim, Ayinu, Remeir. The Gemara says elsewhere that Achayim is a nickname for Remeir. In fact, Taisus for other Marmei lekamon shtei sukkas hayetsim zulufni mizu chaytsayne sukkah upturim and amezuzah. Like Marla later brings a brisa from a mayor that sukkas hayetsim So the Pnimis is Psula because that's where he lives all the time. So it's basically Shekhalim Mesh Hashanah. But the Chitzayna, that's not where he ordinarily lives. So Sukkah, if he goes and lives there, so it's a Kasher Sukkah. And it's Paltim and Amzuzah. The Pnimis, where he lives the whole year, is Chayim Amzuzah, because it has a Kriyas. But the Chitzayna, where he doesn't live the whole year, so that's Paltim and Amzuzah. But it's Kasher L'Sukkah. So Taisus' problem is, if Rav Meir slash Acherim holds that a Sukkah is a Diras Kvar, then Lechayr it's Chayiv and Mezuzah, because that's the Gemara in Yom Daf Yud. That according to Rav Yehuda, that a Sukkah is a Diras Kvar, it's Chayiv and Mezuzah. Rav Yehuda says that a Sukkah is Chayiv and Mezuzah. And the Gemara over there says, Rav over there says, that Rav Yehuda L'Tamei, that Sukkah Diras Kvar, and since it's a Diras Kvar, therefore it has to have a Mezuzah. So Taisus, so how does that stem over here? Acherim say that a Sukkah, so you can show you with his Psula. That means that you need a Diras Kvar. If you need a Diras Kvar, you Chayiv and Mezuzah. It's Chayiv and Mezuzah, so to steer to a mayor on Daf Chesem and Beis. So Taisus answers, B'shayim Eis Hashanah Koma. Nechramen, it's Tak Chayiv and Mezuzah and Sukkahs. You know what this means? It's Potem and Mezuzah the rest of the year. Dil B'chag, Peim and Tzav, Adiris Kabin, Chayiv is B'mezuzah, G'namucha Per Kama, Diyuma, Mehai Taim, and Mechayiv, Rabidu, Sukkahs, Chag, B'chag, B'mezuzah. My solution, Rashi over there, on Chesem and Beis, Chayiv is B'mezuzah, your Rashi looks at this, Upturim and Amezuzah La'ilam. Upturim and Amezuzah La'ilam, it sounds like it's Upturim and Amezuzah even on Sukkot. If he tells you to have two minutes, it's two minutes, or the rest of the year, but not on Sukkot. And Sukkot is not a chayv and mezuzah. Could be it's not a deal. It's not my deal. They make this deal in Rashi. Could be it's not Mukhuch the deal. Rashi before, by Chayevis B'mezuzah, a few Rashi's before, when he's talking about the Pnimis is not a good Sukkah, but it's Chayevis B'mezuzah. So Rashi over there said, Chayevis B'mezuzah le'olam mishum dekol dirosabah. Meaning, that first Rashi means to say, when we say the Pnimis is Chayev B'mezuzah, we don't mean on Sukkahs. What is that? The Sukkahs, that is not a good Sukkah. We mean the rest of the year, le'olam, in general, is Chayev B'mezuzah. So maybe now when Rashi says the Chitzayin is Ptumim and Mezuzah La'olam, he doesn't mean even on Sukkos. He means La'olam the rest of the year. Maybe La'olam by Rashi means in general. You know, but there, as a, you know, La'olam, it's Ptumim and Mezuzah. But maybe on Sukkos, maybe La'olam doesn't mean even on Sukkos. Forget it. It means what I meant before. The Pnimis is Chayef and Mezuzah La'olam, meaning generally speaking, nothing to do with Sukkos. And the Chitzayin is Ptumim and Mezuzah La'olam. And Sukkos maybe it's not a Chayef and Mezuzah. Ula. That's true. The Maisa is an interesting Taisus Yishonim and Yuma over there, and that's Sugyo. Taisus Yishonim asks Taisus Kasha. And the Taisus Yishonim suggests, maybe you could say a Teretz, that Acherim who say that a Sukkah Gula is no good because you need Diras Kva, but that's not the same Madrega of Diras Kva. There's different Madregas of Diras Kva. Maybe you need a certain amount of Kriyas that it can't be around, but not such an amount of Kriyas that Melchayim and Mezuzah. Very reminiscent, I think, of the Balamor. So if you don't like the Balamor, again, just to go back to what we've been saying about said yesterday. All the Rishonim agree that there's different degrees of Prius. It's Muchach in the Gemara. Beishamah's degree of Prius is Zayin Tvachim. Rebbe's degree of Prius is Dalet Amos. So obviously there's different degrees of Prius. But for the Ramban, for example, different degrees of Prius just means that there's a different threshold that you have to reach in order to be called a Diras Kva. But all the Tanoim, all Diras Kva Be'inon, agree that it's desirable to be a Diras Kva. The more the better. But what's the minimum of Kriyos that qualifies you as a Diras Kva? That we have different Shittos, Zayin Tvachim, Dalaramis, and so on. But fundamentally, they all hold the Diras Kva Be'inon. That's what Ramban learns. Since it's also implicit, that's an abundance in our sugya. He's chaylik in the balamar. The fairish is chaylik in the balamar. He doesn't like these things. You know, he holds from dears kva, but not too much. The rabbi says no such thing. You know, dears kva. If you hold from dears kva, then you hold from dears kva. Maybe there's a different minimum, but there's no different maximum. There's no maximum. The more kviyas, the better. And that the chora follows from the rabbi's understanding that it's binary. If you hold dears, you know, There's no such thing as saying like the Rosh, you know, after Diras Kva. You can do whatever you want. Either Diras Kva or Diras Ra, because the Pasuk either means Diras Kva or it means Diras Ra. If it means Diras Kva, then there's no mokka for any amount of to require any amount of Arai. And if the Pasuk means Diras Arai, there's no mokka to require any amount of Kriyas. The Pasuk means either the one or the other. The Pasuk can't mean both or something in between. So if that's the case, so then what's the difference if maybe around Sukkah is very Arai and there's other thresholds of Arai? L'maisa achayim hold that you need to have a Diras Kva. Their minimum is that it can't be round. It has to be square. There might be other minimums. You know, might be other tanaim hold no round's not so terrible. You know, you can get away with round. There might be different thresholds. But fundamentally, achayim hold Diras Kva b'inam. They want the Sukkah to be Diras Kva as much as possible. The more, the better. So if it's fundamentally a Diras Kva, so why shouldn't it be chayiv mezuzah? I live in the sukkah Diras Kva. How am I living in the sukkah? Diras Arai dibe Diras Kva. Diras Kva. What does that require at a minimum in terms of the structure of the sukkah? There could be different opinions. But fundamentally, you know, what's my posture in the sukkah? It's Diras Kva. So I should chayiv mezuzah. The Tosfos Yeshayim suggests that maybe according to Acharim, I live in the sukkah kvadik, but not so kvadik in the chayim b'mezuzah. Halacha only makes sense if it's al derech the balamor, that there's a middle ground. We could say that a sukkah is a diras kva to a degree, but it also has to be a diras arai to a degree. So therefore, when I'm living in the sukkah, chayim b'mezuzah has to do with how I'm living, not with the physical structure. I think it'd be a falling apart. But if I'm living there in the oifen of diras kva, then it's chayim b'mezuzah. The machlekes, the rabban and Rabbi Yehuda over there from the sukkah's chayim b'mezuzah doesn't. They're talking about the same sukkah. A standard issue sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayiv mezuzah because it's a diras kva. I'm living there, diras kva. And according to Chacham, it's potum in a mezuzah because I'm living there, diras arai. If acherim hold diras kva, you know, what's the difference? You know, if a round sukkah is very arai, and they just require to be a little bit kva. But once they require to be a little bit kva, that means they hold diras kva, and the more the better. And if I'm living there, I'm living there also diras kva. Because shalom chah only makes sense if he holds al derech the balamor. That a cherem might hold, you need a little bit of arai, you need a little bit of krios, but you're also living there arai. You're living there a little bit kavua, but not enough kavua in order to be mechayiv mezuzah. That Tosfos Yeshayim is more al derech the balamar. Lemais the Tosfos Yeshayim rejects this pshat, but he rejects it for technical reasons. He makes a cheshbon. He says that a round sukkah is actually not that arai. Relatively speaking, it's not that arai, because he makes a cheshbon, Rabbi Yochanan on the next Gemara. Rav Yochanan says the Shia Sukkah is Dalet Amos. So that means already Rav Yochanan holds Diras Kva Bina. Because that's Rebbe, Dalet Amos, that's Diras Kva. But he still allows a round Sukkah. That's the case of the next Gemara, a round Sukkah that was Dalet Amos. So that means that on the scale of various thresholds for Diras Kva, a round Sukkah is actually fairly kavudic. Even a Rav Yochanan, who passing like Rebbe, that you need Dalet Amos, still allows a round sukkah. Apparently, a round sukkah is not so arai. Even Rabbi Yochanan, a person like Rabbi and requires diras kva, thinks you could get away with a round sukkah. And yet, Acherim say, no, it's not good enough. So Acherim must hold that you need actually a quite high level of diras kva in order to be to meet the minimum. So therefore, he says it's not mustava to say that, but it doesn't qualify for a chiyuv mezuzah. You know, it's not a formal proof. We haven't proved that he's more than Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, holds Esr Mama. Maybe Esr Mama is like way up. I mean, you know, in the threshold. Later there. But Akoponim, just to point out that this place is Yeshonim, the Chayra is not like, is more al derech the Balamor than al derech the Ramban. Maybe Kundai can take it that way, but places, since he doesn't entertain this, you know, it's hard to even die. The Yeshonim also rejects it, so it's hard to even die.
What? Within the Tosfos Yeshayim's proof that it's not true. Mm-hmm. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan holding you down as like Rabbi? Okay. Rabbi Talmacher is from the Zuzah in the first place.
Rabbi what?
Isn't Rabbi Talmacher holding you down as from the Zuzah?
I don't know if that's in Malka. Rabbi holds it any Dalet Amos because a bias has to be Dalet Amos. I don't know if Rabbi learns it after from the Zuzah. Gemara says that the fact that a bias has to be Dalet Amos is not like Rebbe necessarily. Even if you don't hold like Rebbe, a bias could still need Dalet Amos because a bias has to be a Diras Kva. But it might be a low level of Diras. I mean, Rebbe requires Dalet Amos. And Dalet Amos is Chayv and Mezuzah. But I don't know if it follows that Rebbe therefore holds itself as Chayv and Mezuzah. The Dalet Amos, that's the minimum of Kfiyas. But that may be not enough Kfiyas to Mechayv and Mezuzah. A bais where you live the whole year has a big degree of Kfiyas.
Just,
Dipashis,
what would be the Hagdara of Diras Kfa, that would, meaning by for a Sukkah Kfa, that you'd be Chayv and Mezuzah if I'm only living in the Sukkah for 7 days? Meaning that the Hamino is that even
right,
though.
No, what does it mean even? What does it mean that I'm living there for 7 days? What does it mean that I'm living there Kavud?
I
mean, in a way, this has to do with another issue, which we didn't talk about so much now. I think we talked about it, we touched on it a little bit in that base. We have here in Sugya, it was mentioned briefly, we have here in the Sugya a whole bunch of Tanoim, we hold Sukkah Diras Kvabin, and then because Sukkah Diras Kvabin, they say halachas and tfanis. Tfanis can't be round, they have to be square. They have to be chilasa move mechamosa, let's say, according to Rabbi Yosha, and so on. So we're saying halachas and the tfanis that flow from the fact that there is kvabeinu. So when we're talking when we learned it to that base and the taisus in that base, the bottom taisus. So we talked about the fact that the Rishayim have a zog, not over here but elsewhere, that dinei sukkah are said in the schach, not on the tfanis. The ikar sukkah is the schach. Well, the dinim of sukkah, so it's going to be ekev, and even Muksa pointed to some Yishayim. The Hilchos Sukkah said in the Sach, the Tfanis are Machshirim of the Sach. We had in Rashi also this notion by Yistabo that the Tfanis are Machshir of the Sach. The Tfanis are the Hechshir of the Sach, not the other way around. So, Bibshutoi, the Tfanis per se don't have halachas. You see, they don't have halachas, but they have to be made out. Generally speaking, all the Hilchos Sukkah are in the Sach and not in the Tfanis. And here we have a sort of an exception to the rule. We have Hilchos Sukkah, and they're said in the Tfanis. So the Yashrus is that these halachas they're not psulim in the Tfanis. It's not that if the Tfanis halacha were tzilosim, were chamosim with tzilosim, the Tfanis are posul. There's nothing that's posul or Tfanis. They're psulim in the yeshiva. Because if the Tfanis are chamosim with tzilosim, I can't do a diras kva in such a dwelling place. Because my maisa diras to be a maisa diras kva. And if the sukkah is round, then my maisa diras not a maisa. That affects, that informs my maisa diras. How am I living in the sukkah? What kind of maisa diras am I doing? Well, that's informed by the structure of the sukkah. If the sukkah is round and it's not near a kibayis, that makes my maisa diras a diras harai. If the sukkah is If the sukkah is too small, certainly, that makes my ma'aseh dira into a ma'aseh dira dira sarah. That's true l'chor. So now the question is, so what does that mean, that my ma'aseh dira became ra? After all, the Mishnah says, kol shivas hayonim, adam ma'aseh sukkosei ra'ai, beisei ra'ai, v'sukkosei kva, which means, l'chor at a minimum, that when I live in the sukkah, I have to live in a kavud, like I bring all my kelim out, and oichel v'shoyse, and I do all of my inyoni dira in the sukkah, so I have to live in the sukkah. I have to live in the sukkah kavodik. So what does it mean that my ma'aseh dira is arai? The whole mitzvah is to do a ma'aseh dira of kva. So if we'll say maybe the rate is wrong, maybe this hakal, maybe the inyan zeh, there are halachas in the cheftz of the sukkah. So then we can say fine, my ma'aseh dira has to be kavodik, but the cheftz of the sukkah has to be arai. So the cheftz of the sukkah has to be tzvosim mechamosa and has to have a certain size because the sukkah becheftz has to be. One second. I think I said something wrong before. Diras kabeinon means the sukkah. The cheftz of the sukkah has to be kavudik because if the cheftz of the sukkah is not kavudik, I think I missed a step in what I was saying. The rate is that there's no dinim in the tfanis. These are tanoim hold that the cheftz of the sukkah has to be kva because my yeshiva has to be kva. So that would mean, I missed a step. That would mean that the mandom of diras arai, my yeshiva has to be arai, because al zeh nedonim, the machlokes is in the ma'aseh yeshiva, if that's the case. Is the ma'aseh yeshiva kavur, or is the ma'aseh yeshiva arai? Which would mean that the halacha we hold that you have to have a ma'aseh yeshiva arai. A ma'aseh yeshiva arai. But the Mishnah says that you're supposed to make your ma'aseh yeshiva is supposed to be kavur. I said, beisei arai, uvisukosikva. The ma'aseh yeshiva is supposed to be kva. So how could there be machlokes? How can there be machlokes if sukkah diras arai or diras kva? So the Mali the Raid, we could say, no, Loilam is not true. Everybody agrees the Maisi Yeshiva has to be Kavuadik. The Machlek is in the Chefza. That we hold that the Chefza has to be Arai, the Binyan Asuk has to be Arai, and these Tanoim hold the Binyan of the Suk has to be Kavuah. But the Maisi Yeshiva has to be Kavuah Lukulayam. We could say. Yeah, that's not like the Raid. That would mean that the Machlekes, Diris Arai, Diris Kvah, the Machlekes in the Agamara, is Halochas in the Chefza of the Sukkah. And the Chefza of the Sukkah doesn't have to be Arai, doesn't have to be Kvah. And there's Halochas in the Tfanis. And Tfanis that are Arai, according to these Tanoim, are Pasul B'Chefza. And Tfanis that are Kvah, maybe Faket, are Pasul B'Chefza, according to Elam Anon. That's how we could say.
Why can't you say the Raid says just the Tfanis?
What?
Why can't you even say within the Raid that it's just
Tzach that
needs to be
Kvah, but Yerushim
needs to be
Arai? No, but here we see this halachas in the Tfanis. We see in the sugya that there's halachas in the Tfanis, that there's a machlekes legabe the Tfanis. Can they be round? Do they have to be square? Can they be Tzilasim or Mechamosu? Or could they be Chamosu? Do they have to be Tzilasim or Mechamosu? Or could they be Chamosu or Mechilosu? So in Asuk we have machlekes in about the Tfanis. So there's two ways to understand. The we could understand that it's a machlekes tak in the Chefts of the Sukkah, in the Chefts of the Tfanis. The man d'amadir is kvah, but he holds that the chefz of the tfanis has to be kvah. Otherwise, it's a possible doifin. The man d'amadir is arai, but he maybe holds that the chefz of the tfanis has to be arai. But the maisi yeshiva has to be kavu l'kuluyam. Yichalan olema. We could say that. That's not like the Raid. And that's a little bit, and not being like the Raid is not another yachamur. But the Raid is coming from somewhere. Because we're not used to thinking that the tfanis have... that the Tfanis has any halachas. It's more attractive to say that the Tfanis, no such thing as Tfanis, than a possible b'chefza. The machlekes in our sugya about what dimensions the Tfanis have to have and how shady they have to be and so on, all of these machlekes and about the Tfanis are really machlekes and about the Maisi Yeshiva. Because the Maisi Yeshiva, that's what they're arguing about. Is the Maisi Yeshiva Arai or is the Maisi Yeshiva Kvah? That's informed by the schad, by the tfanis. If the sukkah doesn't look like a bias, so maybe it makes my maisi yeshiva into an arai. And that might be good or bad, depending if you hold the yosarabin or the yoskabin. That's how that's the Raid, that's the more attractive, l'chor, that's the more attractive pshat. It's also more attractive, I think, for another reason, because we have the Rashi in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where Rashi was explaining why mechitza shel barzel atak v'kosher. We all need the yosarabin, but mechitza shel barzel atak, at least according to the way Rashi understood the rabbi's kind of mechitza shel barzel. Mechitzah Barzel are for sure good. Why are they for sure good? Why don't we say the same thing? If the mechitzahs are Barzel, so it's kavur. We hold the Yosef Raimina. Rashi has the kasha. So Rashi said, no, Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai. What does those words mean? Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai. What does that mean? Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai. Lemandom of the Yosef Raimina, there are things that are possible as the Yosef Kvah. Sukhs Kachlam Al Nechov. So I thought at the time that the pshat in the Rashi is, Rashi is saying that the fact that the sukkah is kavua as mechitzah shel barzel doesn't necessarily make my yeshiva kavua, because in a yeshiva sarai you could do anyway. And that's the difference. In Agamara, we're talking l'man domad diras kvah b'ino. You can't do a diras kvah in a havel, in a place where you don't have any room to move, or the it doesn't look like a bayis, or it's chamosim u'mitzilosu, hey, half the day it's sunny. Whenever the sun's not directly above and so on. So you can't do a diras kvah in a bias that's too much arai. But the opposite is not true. A yeshiva sarai you could do anywhere. So even in a mechitza shel barzel, yesh b'chal kvah arai, I can do a yeshiva sarai anywhere. That's why Rava felt that mechitza shel barzel are not a problem. That's why it's not symmetrical. Agamara says, l'mal damar diras kvah b'inon. So if the tfanis are arai, it's no good. But we don't say the other way around. L'mal damar diras arai b'inon, mechitza shel barzel are no good. At least the Rova says it's not symmetrical. Why not? So that's what Rashi is explaining. At least that's the way I explained what Rashi in the face. That yesh b'chal kvah arai. L'man d'amadir is kvah b'inon. So if the walls are too shvach, then I can't do a yeshiva sarai. But l'man d'amadir is arai b'inon, that I could do anywhere. So this also goes only makes sense within the Raid. That the issue in our sugya is mitzvah the maisa yeshiva, not mitzvah the a maisa yeshiva's kvah can only be done in an accommodating environment. That's why it's not symmetrical. If it would just be halacha in the chefza, that the chefza has to be kvah if you hold yeshiva b'inon, otherwise it's possible. Then the opposite should also be true. The man domad yeshiva b'inon, the chefza should have to be a rat. So why mechitzah shel barzel no good? Why mechitzah shel barzel good?
Because
So again, this is also as mechazik, the idea of the raid, that this is that the that in our Gemara, that the machlokes in our Gemara about the tfanis at least, not a machlokes about the chefts of the tfanis, but about the maisa ha, the maisa yeshiva. So then we're back to where we started. So they're saying that means that lamando madiris kvabe inon, I need to do the maisa yeshiva has to be kavud, and lamando madiris araiba inon, the maisa yeshiva has to be araiba. So how does that fit with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you're supposed to make you're supposed to do the also you're supposed to oisis sukosay kvab. Yeah, so you have to be mechalik between the nidayin and the Gemara. The Mishnah just means that you do everything in the sukkah. You know, oichel v'yoyish v'shoyne v'metayel. Everything you do in the sukkah. This should be your main address. But nonetheless, it's called the yeshivas. It's called the yeshivas arad. Since I'm doing it in a sukkah that's arad, and even if it's mechitza shel barzel, but the etzim tchud. But since the mitzvah is teshu yeshivas yomim, the mitzvah is teshu yeshivas arad. Yeah, it needs maybe more hagdara, but the ma'is yeshiva is be'etzim arai. That's the machlokes. The Ramadan says the ma'is yeshiva is be'etzim kfar, but the ma'is yeshiva is be'etzim arai. It's not machayev in mezuzah. It's a yeshiva of shivas yomim. Put it that way. The yeshiva is for shivas yomim. That's the arai yeshiva. It's a yeshiva. That's what we learn there from teish for shivas yomim, that it has to be a shivas arai, a yeshiva of shivas yomim. The kishiv. For those shivas yomim, I have to do everything in the sukkah. But for those shivas yomim, it should be with a sense that it's only for shivas yomim. And therefore, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. The other man holds no. If those shivas yom, I have to be like as if I moved there forever. It's chayiv in mezuzah. I have to live there as if I moved there forever. Then I change. Then I move. But while I'm here, it's from here without any end. Ad kedekach that if the tefanis prevent me from feeling comfortable, from feeling like I'm settling in, then it's no good. I have to feel like I settled in. And maybe there you see the nekuda. But man domer is kvamein on. So if the sukkah feels like it's temporary, it feels like, you know, it's going to blow away. It's in the ruach sheinu mitzuyah, it's going to blow away, or it feels like, you know, I can't be here all the time, or it's tight or whatever. It feels so. Then I could be here for 7 days and I could do everything for 7 days, but I'm constantly counting the moments to get out. That's called the yeshiva sarai and lamando madiris kva. But you know, that's not a good yeshiva. And lamando madiris sarai. I mean, if I can, that's fine. That's how the yeshiva is supposed to be.
But that means we're asking a kasha theoretically on a hamid. We're asking theoretically that. Is it happening that you should put up a mezuzah because I need a maisa of a yeshiva arai, and therefore I'm going to put up, it seems it's almost like shtick, I'm going to put up a mezuzah because you dafka have to know that it's a kvad type.
No, I know, because you have to know, because that's what it is. The mitzvah teshu, of besukas teshu, l'man demedir eskvabi, you know, is the yeshiva that's intrinsically called the yeshiva's kvad.
No, what about a deir sarai?
What? Oh, l'man demedir sarai binon? It's a yeshiva for 7 days. That from the first day it's already a yeshiva for 7 days.
And therefore I'll put up a mezuzah.
So you don't put up a mezuzah, because if you go somewhere just for 7 days, you don't put up a mezuzah.
No, then we said with the Mishnah that we have to make it a sukkah, so kva, that for all those 7 days.
For those 7 days, you have to do everything in the sukkah. That's all it means. For those 7 days, you have to do everything in the sukkah. But so nonetheless, it's a yeshiva for 7 days, and it's built in to the. I don't know if it doesn't have to affect your psychology. I don't know. It doesn't tell how you have to think. But it affects the etzim yeshiva. The etzim yeshiva is a yeshiva without any end in sight. The mitzvah is for 7 days, but the yeshiva, but etzim is has to be a yeshiva meruvachas without any end. Or the yeshiva faket, from the very beginning, it's intrinsically yeshiva for shiva yom. Okay, is there a Bible today?
Yeah.
There's a Bible, so we only have 10 minutes. 10 minutes nishtein and nishtaher. Well, I guess we could start the next Gemara. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Sukkah suy kivshu and yesh bekefet peileishu b'chod dalad neyodim ksheira imlav psulof." What's the type? "Min command kirev bidom kol sukkah sheim b'dalad ramis of dalad ramis psulof." That's the presumption that he's going like Rabbi. You need dalad ramis. If you need Zayin Tvachim, there's no way you're going to get the chod dalad neyodim no matter what you do. So obviously, he must hold like Rebbe. That's the biggest shiur that we know of. That's right. That it has to be dalad amis by dalad amis. So here's what you see, Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds from Rebbe. They need dalad amis, but he allows it around. So but this is what the Tosfos Yeshayahu said. You see these different. It's an interesting thing. Tosfos before, when Tosfos said that not all the Tanaim are on the same level, kulu sfirlu. Tosfos kulu sfirlu. Says that akorach hein shalvim. The Rebbe dalad amis. The Bishamis agv. The Reshu. The Bishulchanah. Tosfos could have brought the right from Rabbi Yochanan also, the Chayim point out. You see in Avyechana that you can hold Dalai Lama's like Rebbe and not Pasalus, because you can Kivshim. So you see also that not all the Tanoim are the same. I didn't read it. It's a little bit strange. Why didn't I just bring this riot? I mean, he brought another riot, but he could have brought this riot too. Anyway, so Kiman Kirebi, Dama Kol Sukkah Shem, Dalai Lama's, Dalai Lama's, Psulim, Nichti Gabra, Baham Siyosuk. Kol Shiyesh, so 24 people, it's 24 Amas. Kol Shiyesh, Bidek, Shlesh, Tochim, Yesh, Bereich, Tefach. That's the rule that if the circumference is three tefachim, then the diameter is one tefach. That the Gemara learns out from, Rashi brings the Gemara in Erevin, that we learn that from the Yam Shosh Shloimeh. The Pasuk says, Ese ba'amo misfosei el sfosei, ogol sobe, ve'kav shloshim ba'amo. Shloshim ba'amo yisod. It was 10 across and 30, it was 10, it had a diameter of 10 and a kav, meaning a circumference of 30 yamas. So you see that the ratio between the circumference and the diameter is 3. So Tais points out his lab that it's not exactly Meduyuk. Ramban in the Perishim Mishnah in the Erevin says that it's an irrational number anyway, so you have to round it off regardless. Pi is an irrational number, so once it's an irrational number, in any way it's always going to be an approximation. So this is a functional approximation. They say there's a remez. It needs a calculator, somebody. Probably everybody has a calculator on the phone. The pasuk there, by the Yamshul Shlomo, the Kri and the Ksiv. The Kri is Kav. The Kri is Kav, but the Ksiv is Kavok Kufov Hey. So Kav is 106, and Kavok, which is the Ksiv, is Kufov Hey, is 111, right? 111. So what's 111 divided by 106? Somebody.
1.05.
No, more decimals. I want more decimals.
1.047.
Oh, you saw this right?
Yeah.
I just
did it.
What?
I did it.
You just did it?
Yeah.
I want more decimals, though.
16981.
Okay, 1.
047. 16981.
16981. Which pi divided by 3? That I could do over here. Pi divided by 3. 1.04719. Okay, then it bends. Then it diverges. But for these many decimal places, the relationship between the Kri and the Ksiv of the word Kav is the same as the relationship of the true value of pi and 3. So that's interesting thing. Yeah. Okay, anyway, the Gemara works with 3. So therefore, the Gemara has a problem over here. The Gemara had a question again. What was the problem? So since you only need 4 tefachim, since the sukkah has to be 4 tefachim, point to Rebbe, you need 4 tefachim. So 4 tefachim diameter is only going to be 12 around. How did you get to 24? So the Gemara says, meaning the 4 amas is the, if the 4 amas was the 4 amas of a diameter, then the circumference would be 3. But here the 4 amas is the 4 amas of the side of the square. That's going to be a bigger, the square is inside the circle, the diameter of the circle is going to be more than 4. So the Marsa Nut Michtikam Rubyeshal Eagle Reveal, Vishista Sangi. So the Marsa Nut Animal Eagle Denofik Migay Rubua, that's the eagle that's inside a square. But Rubua Denofik Migay Rubua Boyetfe, Mishamusha the Karnasa. That's also an approximation for the square root of 2. So when he said 24 people around, they're sitting outside the walls of the sukkah. So therefore, kamahavalu tamnisrei. So therefore, the inner circumference is not going to be 24, it'll be 18. Because if the outer circumference is 24, that means the outer diameter is a third of 24, which is, 8. But then each person takes up an amma. So they really, the inner diameter is only 6. 6 times 3 is 18. So the circumference has to be 18. Okay, 18. Kamahablut. So Rav Yochanan said 18. Why do you need 18? But shifts in the chaim shesaga. Shouldn't need 18. Because if the diameter is 1 2/5 times 4, so what's 1 2/5 times 4? Whatever it is, 1.4 times 4, and then you multiply that by 3, so it comes out the shifts in the chaim shah. So why do you need 18? Fine. Why do you need 18? Just to open the discussion, we don't have time to get into it right now. It's mukhach in this Gemara that if you have a round sukkah, so you need to have not just an area of 16. According to Rebbe, a sukkah is 4x4. 4x4 is an area of 16. When you have a round sukkah, so it's enough to have an area of 16, or I need the sukkah should be so big that I could circumscribe a square of square of 4x4 inside. So in this Gemara, it's beferish in the Gemara, that you need to have, the sukkah has to be so large that I can, not just that it has an area of 16, it needs to be much bigger than that. I have to be able to circumscribe a 4x4 inside of the sukkah. So that, the Chayra, bears on, as we talked, we touched on in the past, but I want to talk about it a little bit. By Hilchas Mezuzah, the Russian Hilchas Mezuzah, says that, he has a discussion by Mezuzah, also you need 4x4 to be a bias. So the Rosh says 4x4, what if the sukkah is not, what if the hasan is round? So the Rosh says you need that it should be big enough to circumscribe a square by 4x4. It's not enough that it has an area of 16. He doesn't quote this Gemara, but he actually holds. But he says, and he's chalak on the Rambam, so the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds all you need is an area of 16. So it's not so clear where the deek in the Rambam is. The Rambam is in fact involved with some Suzu. The Rambam says that if it has 5 sides or rectangular or circular, so it has to be kedele raveyaboy dalad al dalad. So the Rosh understood that kedele raveyaboy means that it has to have an area of dalad al dalad. That's so clear the deal. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah has the exact same lashon. Kedele raveyaboy zayin al zayin. And by sukkah, it's beferish anymore. The only need is to be, it's not enough to have an area. You have to circumscribe. Maybe the rabbeya means to circumscribe. Who told the Rosh that when the Rambam said the rabbeya, he meant an area? Maybe the rabbeya means to circumscribe. Like, Well, and it doesn't say the rabbeya either. But Akapan, the Rambam used to say the lashon of the rabbeya, if the diak was from the lashon, the Rosh doesn't say where the diak is from. The Kesef Mishnah also doesn't die at the Rambam. The Keshe Mishnah of Chizmas also learns up the Rambam. But the Rambam is not like the Rosh. That's how it's brought down in Shechon Aruch. Mechalek is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh holds that you need. It's not enough that you have an area of 16. You have to be able to circumscribe a square of 16 in order to be chayav in mezuzah. And the Shittas HaRambam, like the Keshe Mishnah understands it, as the Rosh understood the Rambam, is that it's enough to have an area of 16. So the question of the Rambam. So there's two questions. First of all, where is the Diyuk in the Rambam? Where does it say that in the Rambam? The Rambam says the Rabbeya. He has the same lashon by sukkah. By sukkah, presumably it can't be what it means because that's a beferish gemara that it's not enough to have an area of 16. So maybe the Rabbeya just means to circumscribe. Maybe the deek in the Rambam is not true. And there are paiskim who disagree with the deek. The Taz says it's not maduik in the Rambam that way. The Rambam is not chaylik on the Rosh. The Rosh thinks the Rambam is chaylik on the Rosh, but the Taz says the Rambam is not chaylik on the Rosh. So that's number one. Where exactly did they see anything in the Rambam? So that I sent you a PDF, very interesting tshuva from Bishul of Diskin. Figure out he's very, very fascinating tshuva. And question number two is, if that reading of the Rambam is correct, so what do you do with this Gemara? You know, is there a difference between sukkah and mezuzah, and why should there be a difference between sukkah and mezuzah? So that's a second problem. The Chayim speak out. If it would only be a steer between the Rambam and Hilchas Mezuzah and the Rambam and Hilchas Sukkah, so Yechelanu Loimar, maybe the difference is not between Sukkah and Mezuzah. Maybe the difference is between the Shir of Zayin Tvachim and the Shir of Dalet Amos. Zayin Tvachim is Rosh Rebu B'Shulchanah. Maybe that requires Mamash Square, Rosh Rebu B'Shulchanah. What's it going to help? They have an area. But how do you fit in Rosh Rebu B'Shulchanah? No, that's not how his person needs that square. By Mezuzah, it's a Shir of Dalet Amos. Maybe Dalet Amos is just living space. So what's the difference if it's round or square? But that's not maspid, because our Gemara is talking about Dalaramas, going like a Rebbe, the Shir Dalaramas. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that it's not enough to have an area of 16. You have to be able to circle, to inscribe a square of 16 inside of the circle. So that's the problem. Is the Diyuk, first of all, is there a Diyuk in the Rambam at all? And if there is a deacon in the realm, so what do you do with this Gemara? So next time I want to touch on that a little bit. The next time, I guess, is Monday. And then on the Pythagorean theorem, we're not going to spend time. And let's assume that it's true. And we'll go out to Sigan on the base.
There's a difference between Sukkah and Mezuzah that would allow the Mezuzah to be smaller.